This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From the point of view of Santa's elves, what we have next is a case of mission creep. First, arranging all the gifts, but now somebody's supposed to deliver the tree to people's houses. Marketplace's Annie Baxter now on the business of direct-to-the-home Christmas tree delivery.
In the days leading up to Christmas, one of Santa's elves has been making stops at homes like this one in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Are you Brandon?
I'm Brandon the Elf.
Okay,
yes.
Brandon the Elf, a.k.a. Brandon Johnson, is clad in tight yellow pants and a green tunic. Johnson explains that his boss, Santa, sets the dress code.
Well, I mean, these were, you know, a uniform issued straight from the North Pole, and so that's just what Santa requires for us elves.
Johnson's here to deliver a Christmas tree. He takes his customer, Susan Noakes, to his truck to check the tree out. It's a 7-foot Fraser fir.
Oh, yes. I think this is going to be great.
That's
for your
gorgeous
place.
Yes, and it has a wonderful smell.
Included in the $130 delivery package is the chance for Noakes' 8-year-old granddaughter, Ollie, to rub elbows with Santa's helper.
How old is Santa Claus?
Oh, I don't know if anybody actually knows. He's getting up there. He's old.
Johnson is no stereotypical elf. He's an athletic 29-year-old who's a lumberjack most of the year. He runs a business trimming and clearing trees, just not the ones he delivers at Christmas. He buys those at a tree farm. Johnson came up with the idea of his holiday side job, called Santa's Tree Delivery, to offset the slow period of his lumberjacking work.
We need something to do in the winter when it gets too cold and snowy to climb trees. So essentially, I take all my guys from my tree business for the rest of the year, and we just transition from lumberjacks to elves.
Johnson and two of his elf pals have delivered roughly 100 trees around the Minneapolis-St. Paul area this season. He says the big trees are the most profitable. You can charge as much as $450 for a 16-footer. Johnson has a whole shtick going for his business. In addition to wearing the costume, he often blasts Christmas carols when he arrives at a house. Johnson hopes to ramp up the business next year with a big marketing campaign and more man, or elf, power to speed the deliveries. Maybe even out of state. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.